When we began our discussion on this principle of responsiveness, we spoke about the dynamism of communities and the locations in which they may be based. This can affect the nature of the threats we may need to address over time. Now, if you remember the conversation we had on the principle of aptness, you'd remember that the threat was identified as being a very critical aspect in designing an intervention to mitigate a conservation risk. And so, when we talk about being responsive, we also mean that it is important to keep evaluating and assessing the threats from time to time to make sure that the conservation interventions that we are designing and working on with our communities are relevant. Now, like we also saw in the case study, these situations can come up as unanticipated or unexpected challenges. But on the other hand, these may also come as opportunities to be able to start working with a community. What can help a conservation program is to have a formal and structured monitoring and evaluation process in place to make sure that you are capturing the relevance of a conservation program and also keeping an eye out for any emerging threats. Monitoring and evaluation can cover a range of topics. It could range from something as simple as trying to ensure that the various processes as part of the implementation of a project are being carried out correctly, to trying to measure whether it is achieving the impact that you had tried to achieve through the project. So if we were to look at the example that we just saw, a typical process indicator would be measures like whether meetings with the community have happened, whether the agreements that were arrived at with the community have been written down and signed by all the stakeholders, or even just ensuring that material has reached the community and that the corals have been built mutually based on the agreement that had been drawn up. The impact indicator, on the other hand, would be trying to understand whether the goals of the intervention have been achieved. So those could include trying to ensure that there have been no future surplus killings in the region, or whether how that particular community has responded in case of any other negative interactions with snow leopards or other wild carnivores. The important fact to remember is that monitoring and evaluation can form a very important part in trying to ensure that your program remains responsive to adjust and cater to emerging threats within the landscapes where you work. Lastly, as the conservation agency works closely within a community and trust is built between the conservation agency and the community, it may not be a completely unlikely situation if the community reaches out to the conservation agency in need of help for a problem that may not be completely linked to conservation. How does one deal with such a situation? Such a situation could be a tricky one to handle, but what might help is to try and look at the nature of the problem for which a solution has been sought. Is it an episodic problem or is it a chronic one? That might hold some insights on how one could possibly respond. But that said, it must be acknowledged that these requests, while need to be respected, also have to be dealt with in a sensitive and empathetic manner.